All right, we're joined right now by a 14-year MLB vet. He was an All-Star, a Gold Glove winner, a Silver Slugger, an AL Home Run Champ, an AL Comeback Player of the Year Award winner in 2007. MLB Network is going to have live coverage before and after every single World Series game, including today beginning at 3 p.m. live from Nationals Park. We are joined by Carlos Pena. Carlos, good to have you on. How are you?
Jim, doing great, man. Thanks for having me.
Carlos, great to have you. Listen, before I talk to you about the World Series right now, can I get you to go back to 2008? You went to the World Series with the Rays against the Phillies. What do you remember, Carlos, about taking or about preparing and playing in your first World Series game? I mean, can you convince yourself it's just another game, or is that just impossible?
Absolutely not. It is virtually impossible to try to fool yourself into thinking that it's just another regular season game, but that is precisely what you try to do. And at times, I believe, now looking back, that the best thing to do is to just to realize, look, the stakes are high, period, and then go out there and play the game. Sometimes just kind of ignoring the elephant in the room is the wrong approach. Go ahead and address it. Understand that there's, you know, for example, for the Astros, hey, our backs are against the wall. There's no secret. You address it, and then you go play the game. Otherwise, you're just trying to kind of like put something aside that is so obvious in your subconscious mind. Come on, address it and go. So one of the things that I think I could have done better was precisely that, you know. But what a time, the time of my life, the postseason in 2008, the whole year and going to the World Series. But preparation is key. You're right, Jim.
Carlos Pena joining us. Yes, I wonder that. I mean, the approach and the way you laid that out is really interesting. You lost in five games, but, Carlos, four of the five games were either two-run or one-run games. So when you're in the midst of something like that, how much pressure are you feeling throughout the game?
Oh, the pressure is real. The pressure is real. And for us, you know, as you just stated, man, it was a tough World Series. And I'm gonna give you this insight. You know, the first couple games, I had a great postseason all the way until the World Series. And then the first few games, Jim, I just couldn't hit water even if I fell out of a boat.
Huh.
And that is why it is so important for every single hitter out there to go up to the plate with a plan. You cannot just go to the plate saying, I'm just going to see the ball and hit it, especially when you're facing guys like Gerrit Cole, like Verlander, like Scherzer, like Strasburg. If you go out there and you're just in the middle of everything, late on the fastball, early on the off-speed, trying to hope that they bring something that you can handle, it's going to be a long night. And obviously the Nationals have done a pretty good job of coming up to the plate with a pretty solid plan, and they have pretty much stabbed the Astros with two games deep in the heart of Texas, right? So they're doing it right.
We're talking to Carlos Pena. So, Carlos, what about the Astros? They look nothing like themselves offensively, nothing like they look like in the regular season. Is it just a function of them facing better pitching in the postseason, or in your opinion, might it be something else that's happening?
Yes, I think it's a combination of both things. Look, Scherzer, Strasburg, these guys are legit, okay? Now, mind you, they were not at their best, and I'm not talking about stuff here. All right, I'm talking about the way they strategized. Their sequencing was not optimal. But the Astros hitters were not at their best either. You know what I mean? So that's a combination of both things. Yes, these guys are pretty good. But at the same time, the Astros do not look sharp. They've looked uncomfortable at the plate. They've looked overmatched, especially that last game. So they have to, like I mentioned earlier, Jim, they have to come up with a plan. They cannot be out there just in between everything, seeing the ball and hitting it. You have to go up there with a solid, single-minded approach. And that's the way. 1-9, you give yourself an opportunity to get good swing on the baseball. And that's what I'm going to be looking at tonight. You know, Aníbal Sánchez is not a Scherzer, but still he's been outstanding this postseason. So, I'm looking for single-mindedness. That's what I'm looking from Astros hitters tonight.
Carlos Pena joining us, MLB Network analyst, a 14-year MLB vet. Now, you've been around the game a long time, obviously. You've covered the game as an analyst for a number of years. You've talked in the past about all the young stars that are in the game right now. But, Carlos, how do you explain Juan Soto showing up the way he has with all that poise, all that confidence, all that swagger at just 20 years of age?
Jim, it's ridiculous. I mean, he just turned 21 today, and it's amazing to see how mature he is at the plate. I mean, beyond his years. It took years for me to understand the strike zone, to come up with good approach at the plate. I remember Eric Chavez coming up to me and saying, you know, what's your plan at the plate? I'm like, I don't have a plan. I just see the ball and hit it. You know, I'm that good. You know, and that was so naive of me at the moment. But, you know, Soto, on the other hand, is a kid that understands he's incredibly skillful. But at the same time, what does he do? He sets himself up for success with the right strategy, setting parameters up there. I'm pretty sure you heard about how Kevin Long said, you know what, Soto's going to get a high fastball, and he's going to drill it tonight. Why? I mean, he just gave us a hint at the plan that Soto had at the plate. I know I'm going to get elevated fastballs from Cole, and I am going to be on them. And he hit that home run to left center field that still hasn't landed yet. And, you know, I think it's the longest one ever by a left-handed hitter the opposite way in Minute Maid Park. Ridiculous, but it's about the planning. That's maturity beyond his years, Jim. That's so impressive. This kid is the real deal. And one more thing that's important, blue collar, man. This guy's not messing around. This guy's a hard worker. Every single day shows up to the park trying to put in the work and prepare.
Carlos Pena, my guest. I'm glad you mentioned Eric Chavez. I love Chavi. Chavi was great to watch, great to talk to. Carlos, one more thing about Soto. He obviously has a plan, as you point out, but what about just physically the way he sets up in the batter's box? It's amazing to watch. What's going through your mind as you watch him set up the way he does in the batter's box?
You see that, the way he turns in, that right foot, you know,
right,
kind of
right,
like coiling in and pretty much distributing his weight. Mostly it's in the back. In his back foot, in his back leg, he keeps his weight back there. And I don't know if you've noticed him, but when he gets the two strikes, he winds out even more and eliminates his stride. So he's able to do that. And he will also do that if he feels kind of uncomfortable, cannot pick the pitcher up. Maybe he's getting a little bit beat, like he's not timing the pitchers well. He will eliminate the leg kick. And all of a sudden, he just kind of lifts his heel and goes from there. And it's so strong. Do you see how he utilizes that midsection, the core? It's not a handsy swing. There's some hitters that utilize the whippage, you know, the whip of their hands. But for him, it's more about utilizing that core muscles that just really makes him have that much power, a lot of torque when he hits the baseball. There was a long drive that he hit off the wall of the, you know, right before the coffer boxes over there in Minute Maid, that I was like, are you serious? That ball came off the bat like a cannonball, and it stayed low, and it just kept on rising like a three iron, really, on a just going into the fairway. Just an amazing, amazing talent, really exciting player to watch. And my favorite part is this. He is blue collar, like I said earlier. That's what I like. He's all about his business. Great personality. But when he gets to the park, it's like, okay, all business, let's get this done. That speaks to his consistency, and it also gives me a hint at the fact that he will continue. You know, longevity is going to be there as far as maintaining that success throughout his career.
And he's 21. Carlos Pena joining me for a couple more moments. You know, Carlos, if I were to go back, and you've talked about when you were growing up, your guy was George Bell. George Bell was the guy who first made you want to be a major league player, man. He was such a great player and such a great hitter. What was it about that guy and that game, his game, that appealed to you so much?
Man, I just, always to the home runs, Jim. You know, I love placatas. You know, that's my thing, man. When you go placata, that is the most fun on the field, and that's what I miss the most, by the way, from playing baseball. But I'll tell you this, and when I saw him first and I saw him go deep and hit a home run and go around the bases and the crowd is going crazy, and you know, he wins the MVP in 87, and all of a sudden I said, I want to do that. That was it. I said, I want to do that. And that was the first time my parents tell me that I mentioned that I wanted to be a Major League Baseball player. But this is funny. They call him George Bell. So I'm like, that name is really cool. Mine is not. Mine is Carlos. So, Jim, for a long time, I changed my name to Charlie. And I would make everyone call me Charlie Pena.
That's perfect.
You know, which is hilarious to me now that I think back. I of course, dropped that later. I thought it was pretty silly. But now I'm Carlos Pena. And I think I did okay with it.
That is really a funny story. Really funny story. Carlos, really quickly before you go, I got about a minute. You also played with my guy Eric Burns in the Dominican Winter League back in the day. What was Burnsy like back then? What do you remember about those days?
Oh, Burnsy was so intense. Let me tell you something about Eric Burns. Eric Burns is genuine. This kid, from the moment I met him, he was 24 years old, okay? And he was the same guy. He still is the same guy. Played with him with the A's. And now I'm working here at the network with him. Same dude, solid all the way through, always intense. It is not an act, what you see on television. It is not an act. That's the way he is when we're prepping for shows. You know, when we're in the office together, because we share an office. Eric is one of my best friends, really, and it's been a pleasure. We were talking about this just a couple days ago, Jim. We're like, do you realize how amazing this is? We play for the Licey Tigers, Los Tigres del Licey in Dominican Republic Winter League 20 years ago.
Huh.
And here we are, still teammates, working for the MLB Network. Do you understand how special that is? And he looked at me and he goes, dude, that's majestic. And that's the exact word that he used. I'm like, yes, it is. It is majestic. Just a great dude, Jim. And I'm grateful to have him, not only as a teammate, not only as a co-worker, but just as a friend.
Carlos, that is so great. It's like you have the perspective and the perception to say, do you know how lucky, do you know how fortunate we are? And he says, no, dude, that is actually majestic. That is a very Eric Burns thing to say. 14-year MLB vet, an all-star, a gold glove winner, a silver slugger, an AL home run champ. And remember, MLB Network is going to have live coverage before and after every World Series game, including today, beginning at 3 p.m. live from Nationals Park. Carlos Pena, our guest. Carlos, great to have you on the show. I enjoyed that very much, man. Great to have you. Thanks so much. Let's do it again.
Jim, thank you. Thank you for having me, man.
That was fun, Carlos. Good job. Appreciate you very much. Carlos Pena. Great breakdown. Got even like old school guys like that, guys who played the game for a long time, had a lot of success. Like everybody is in awe of Juan Soto. And how can you not be? All right, so Game 3. He said the Astros have got to have a better plan. A better plan at the plate that they do not look very comfortable, and they've got to get right now.